from North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Friday, October 11th. The Shoe Fire burning in Shasta County is now more than 1,300 acres. But as NSPR's Adia White reports, officials say more help is on the way.
The latest estimates show the blaze has more than tripled in size since the last update and is still uncontained. One evacuation zone remains under an evacuation order. The U.S. Forest Service said in a recent update that it does not expect additional evacuations in the near future, but residents should still be on alert. The agency said today a team of more than 25 engines, 6 dozers, and 15 crews will be arriving to help with fire suppression. It said the fire is still moving north and weather conditions are expected to improve over the next few days. Still, it's uncertain what impact this could have on the fire. The agency said 9 structures are currently threatened, including 6 homes. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
The chair of the Shasta County Elections Commission last month announced publicly that unless supervisors implement one-day voting, civil unrest might ensue. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by Shasta Scout, Commission Chair Ronnie Ann Lund sent a draft recommendation to the Board of Supervisors in September calling for the county to implement one-day voting. But California law prohibits one-day voting and requires that all residents be provided with mail-in ballots. The news outlet reports that Lund's draft called on the board to, quote, move on these recommendations as quickly as possible by whatever means necessary in order to prevent civil unrest. Shasta Scout requested that Lund clarify her comment, and on Monday she told the news outlet that she was unaware of any threats of violence and that she meant people would be upset and not, quote, restful. Lund has since deleted the reference to civil unrest from the commission's draft, saying the connotation wasn't good. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
In November, voters across Butte County will have the chance to vote on a series of bond measures that would support local schools. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more on how that money would be used.
This year's election has local bond measures for districts in Chico, Paradise, Durham, Biggs, and Oroville. The bond revenue comes from property taxes in the area around the school based on the assessed value of individual properties. In Chico, voters will decide on Measure C. If passed, it would issue nearly $240 million in bonds. Much of the revenue would go to Rosedale, Chapman, and Parkview Elementary Schools. Lauren Inouye is a co-chair for the Measure C campaign and has children that attend Rosedale Elementary. She says facilities there haven't been updated in decades.
Doors don't fit flush in door jams anymore. Mosquitoes are getting in. HVAC systems don't work efficiently anymore.
But not every bond measure would direct funds to facility improvements. In Paradise, voters will decide on Measure G. If passed, funds would go to help build a new elementary school building. In the years since the campfire, elementary school enrollment rates in the district have risen. Paradise Ridge Elementary School has grown from around 250 students following the fire to now having around 500 students. Paradise Unified School District Superintendent Tom Taylor says the school already had to make changes to accommodate the rise in students.
We actually had to add some portables to accommodate short term. So Measure G is the bond to come back and build another elementary school in Paradise. And that would be at the same site that Paradise Elementary was over on Pearson Road, and so it would be Paradise Elementary.
Local bonds are required to have citizen oversight committees to monitor how revenue is spent. No argument against either measure was filed with the Butte County Clerk's office. In Chico, I'm Alex Knutson.
Governor Gavin Newsom has deployed 70 California firefighters to aid in search and rescue operations in Florida due to Hurricane Milton. Newsom says the state's Office of Emergency Services is sending the extra personnel from Orange County and Menlo Park. The state already sent 144 California urban search and rescue personnel earlier this week. There are now more than 350 personnel sent by the state supporting the hurricane's response efforts. The governor says their deployment will not impact California's emergency response and firefighting capabilities. And finally, a fourth human case of bird flu has been confirmed in the Central Valley. The California Department of Public Health says the person had contact with infected dairy cattle. The agency has also been notified of 2 more possible human cases, both in the Central Valley. Specimens have been sent to the Centers for Disease Control for testing. The department says the risk to the general public remains low, and people who interact with infected animals are the most at risk. And those are your headlines for Friday, October 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.